Hello, 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 hello. It's another week, and I'm back again. It's your boy, Jan van Potgieter. Those who live in the Babs, they call me Jan van Potgieter. So yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I'm back again with a new episode. So I'm glad this week I was able to record this one this week. So I recorded last week and then there's another one this week, which is quite nice. I think I did this one Sunday and then Monday was my birthday. And it's already Thursday and I'm continuing again. So it's sort of like nice. I wish I could have a lot to talk about. Actually, I just need a partner I can record with. But right now, I still don't have someone to push with because I know if a conversation is between the two people could go a long time, so yeah, don't be surprised by how I speak today. My nose are blocked, my sinuses are acting up, so yeah, that's what it is. So yeah, ladies and gentlemen, today I just want to talk about I think this is gonna be the main topic for today, or it might change as I talk, find something else to talk about, so I don't know. So yeah, but today I'll just be talking about prostitution, like prostitution as it is. So whether it is a good thing or it is a bad thing, I think it will depend on individuals. That's what I think it will depend on. So I think prostitution will just have to depend on individuals. So on my side, I don't have a problem with it. But I have a problem with people who do prostitution, but they don't see it as prostitution. So most of them, they're in the private sector, of prostitution. So let me explain my two terms, right? So my two terms are like public sector. It is those girls that you find on the street. So you know, you go to her, you give her $100 for one round. So that one is just straight up buying, it's just straight up prostitution, and then you can't even hide it. Like, they are selling it, and then you know what you are getting yourself into. And then you have the ones in the private sector, which are many. So I'll just start with the most common one. You remember that, I don't know whether it was this Cutting Edge or it was Checkpoint, when they covered the Mavuso thing. So that was also prostitution. So this Mavuso thing, yes, they found a nice way to say that, we go, you buy me drinks, and then after you buy me drinks in the morning, you give me money, and then I leave as females. So that's also prostitution, guys. And we need to address that as much as we can. Like, just because you call it Mavuso doesn't mean like Uvusumuntu or something. Like, that's prostitution, like whether you hide it or not. And even if you are doing it as a female, just know that you are a prostitute. So I hate these guys who disguise themselves. That's what I hate. If you are selling, come out straight, tell the person you are selling. But I think maybe we live in a judgmental society. Maybe that's why a lot of people don't come out. So I guess maybe that's the case. But yeah, we live in a judgmental society. But guys, if you are selling, just tell people straight up you are selling. Because I think it's a nice thing. And I actually remember this movie, A Million Ways to Die in the West. So yeah, this guy, he was dating a prostitute and then she used to go to work every morning. So the girl was a prostitute at the same time she was a Christian, and she was telling the guy that they cannot have sex up until they are married. But every day she wakes up and go to work to have sex with other people. And that movie was funny, man. So yeah, that was A Million Ways to Die in the West. So yeah, you can just check it out if maybe you are interested in what I just said, and then you can actually just see it yourself. So yeah, Mavuso, guys, is prostitution. Whether girls like it or not, like, I see it as prostitution, and they just want to hide it. And then we have number two. Before we go to number two, I saw, like, this narrative that women use now, like standards. I was actually talking to some girl, and then she told me about standards. If a guy doesn't meet your standards, so guys, tell me, do you date for standards or do you date for love? I'll repeat the question again. Whether you are a female listening to this or whether you are a male, ask yourself one question. Are you dating for standards or are you dating for love? If you mention standards, okay, I could say maybe if you could check, like, standards, maybe could be mental capacity of how the person thinks, not what's in their bank account or what are they driving or whether they take you to dates or not. If you are thinking of such, then you probably fall under the prostitution category. You need to check yourselves. If you are a guy, you are dating a certain girl, and that girl loses her job, you are not there for love. I mean, I think that's why in marriage they say for better or worse, as part of the vows, is to show that you didn't, like, get involved with the person because of their money. You got involved because of love, as they said, for better or worse. And I think for, like, a lot of people nowadays, they are not in love, man. I won't lie. A lot of people nowadays, they are not in love. And that's just how I feel. Because you can't tell me that you have standards. Once you mention standards are materialistic stuff. You can't set standards just by looking at a person. Like, a lot of girls just check, like, a man's cologne need to greet you first before he does. Yeah? So you actually want an expensive cologne so that you can tell, he's rich, he's my type. So yeah, can actually date this one. So that's not it, man. So, like, males out there and females, please check yourselves if you are a prostitute or not. Because sometimes you are, but you don't see yourself as you are. But I'm asking you right now, just ask yourself a question. If the person that you are dating now or the person that you are with, right now, their job ends, or they stop having any money, or they can't support the lifestyle that you used to support before, are you going to stay or are you going to leave? If you say you are going to leave, then you have a problem. You are part of the problem, and you are the one dating for money and standards. I don't care, man. You can have standards. It's fine. Like myself, I can't date a stupid person. That will be my standard. Like, I can't date a stupid person. We need to have intriguing conversations. Like, maybe sometimes talk about politics. Like, I have knowledge on mostly anything. I wouldn't say I have, like, deep knowledge, but at least I know certain things about. If you're gonna talk about South African politics, I know I can add something there. If you're gonna talk about maybe racism, and then, like, you need to talk with your person, like, find their thoughts on what they think about certain stuff. And then also, if you need to talk about something like the current state of the country, those are the standards that I'm talking about. I think you guys get it. And then some people go for dressing taste. So if you can dress well, they are fine with you, which I'm not against too. So if you want a person who dresses well, hey, that's your business. Or you can just take a person who can't dress well and buy them clothes and then make them dress well. Could work too. But those are the standards that I think like you should draw them. But once you say a person is not in your standard because of the car they drive, you are a prostitute. I don't care what people say. People now calling it gold digging and stuff. That's not a gold digger, guys. That's not a gold digger. That's a prostitute. They are after your money. They don't care about you. So gold diggers are also prostitutes. Male prostitutes. They are also there. I know guys who date older women for money. Girls who date older men for money. Girls who date older women for money. Guys who date older men for money. Those are prostitutes. You can't say your girlfriend is 50 years old. And like, ah, guys, it's not love. We all know. You can't have a guy who's 50 years old dating a girl who's like 23 years old. Ah, that's not love. That's pure prostitution. And people are starting to normalize it, saying, hey, they are gold diggers. I don't see gold diggers. I always see prostitutes. But those ones then, those are the ones that I'm talking about. The ones in the private sector. You get it? Those are the prostitutes in the private sector. So the ones in the private sector, they go by the things like Mavoso. They won't tell you that I'm selling, but just gonna buy them drinks and go. If they live with you, they give you something, and then yeah, that will be the case. You're gonna have to pay, maybe give 500 in the morning or 300 or even 100 or 200 maybe. I don't know, I never had such an experience. And then you have your gold diggers. Your gold diggers, like, they are also in the private sector. They are after your money, and it's just clear about it. So that's also prostitution, because you're after someone's money, and then if that money ends, you won't be with them anymore. So you'll never fall in love with a person. You'll never fall in love with the person if the money is removed in their lives. So that's prostitution. So that's definitely prostitution. Now dogs are barking. Shit. I hope it doesn't ruin this episode. So yeah. That's also prostitution. And then we're gonna go to the next one. I think the next one, maybe we're gonna hit some girlfriends. So some people think they are dating, but they don't realize they are dating to be in their relationships. Like, refuse with money to your girlfriend and see what's gonna happen. I just want people to see this. Tell your girlfriend to come over and then refuse to give her money and then see what's gonna happen. Or maybe let your girl ask you something. Right, let's say she's used to visiting Saturday, and then she comes, or like you tell her to come over. Maybe she asks something like, yeah, can I have money for my hair? And then you're like, okay, it's fine, you can have money for her. You actually do give her money for her, and then after doing that, no, you don't give her money for her. Shit, what am I saying? You don't give her money for her, and then ask her to come to you and see what's gonna happen. If she gets mad, then she's probably a prostitute too. Remember what I'm saying here, it's based on my own views, so don't attack them. You can have your own views, but that's just how I see other people. You can't pay to be in a relationship. Yes, money is important, but you can't pay to be in a relationship. And also guys, money is not everything. That one I'm gonna tell you now, like, money is not everything. Hence you see these people kill themselves who are rich. DMX overdosed and he was still rich. So why the hell would you overdose on drugs and you are still rich? I think he wanted to give up anyways. That's what I think. He just wanted to give up. Just wanted the better way out. So, like, these things, money's not everything. Yes, you don't have it now. And then if you get it, you're going to live the rest of your life happy. But imagine a person who's been having it. They've been living that life that you want to live. So, there's nothing they haven't done. Whatever you want to do, they've done it. So, it's more like a normal life for them. So, once their life gets normal, other problems come in. Just like poor people. You are poor, but you have certain problems in your area that you know about. So, I think that's how it works. That's what I think. I think that's how it works. Like, each and every standard, you have your own issues that you are dealing with. But at the same time, I'd also like to tell people, like, just look at your situation first and then think of other people. So if you have a house, think of someone who doesn't have a house. Think, what are they going through? You have a house and then you want to kill yourself maybe, and then that other person doesn't have a house. So you see, that's what I'm trying to get at. So yeah, I'd like to thank gold diggers. They are also, like, you know, I'm done with gold diggers. I was actually talking about the girlfriends. So yeah, just test your girlfriend or just test your boyfriend. If you don't give him money, what's gonna happen? And then if he does get, like, just know that you are dating a prostitute. They just don't want to show it. Maybe they show it in a form of love, taking pictures, going out. But yeah, prostitute is a prostitute. That's all I'm going to say. And then we have your own, like, those expensive ones. So we have your Instagram models. Ah, guys. Those ones are the worst. Here's what I've noticed about Instagram models. So I actually know this one. I was in varsity with, right? So they are normal. It's your normal girls from Kasi, others are from villages, but they're just pretty. Okay, number one, they are pretty. And then at the same time, they are pretty. They like maybe playing with makeup, and then after liking playing with makeup, and then they take nice pictures. So, you know, man, you have to sell the life. You have to sell the life, which is what they are doing. So they take these nice pictures and stuff, but that campus, see them eating scoppers. They never post the scoppers, but whenever they are out at spare, maybe a pool party, that's when you'll see their pictures. So they just post those things every time. Yeah, so that's what they do. So they are selling their life. So it's more like, I don't know how to explain. Yeah, it's more like you want to be a cop. So you buy a fake uniform, and then after buying a fake uniform, you wear it and then you post. You're not saying anything, but people will automatically think you are a cop. That's what they are doing. They are posting these nice pictures, portraying their life they are living. So it's not like, oh shit, those girls, fuck yeah, they are living their life. So who are they attracting? They are not attracting you living in the hood or in the back room. You can't DM a girl like that. Fuck no. You won't. Even if you try, you won't get her. Because she wants that life, bruh. So you try to DM her, you get nothing out of it, right? And then it continues. So who are they attracting? They're gonna attract those niggas with a whole lot of cash, because they're like, ah, this mom is fine. And then, yeah, could probably finance her. So yeah, well, they are busy with those girls, man. They DM the girls, and the girls, like, they get these 10,000 e-wallets and stuff. So if you can't give them that, like, you'll never get it. I'm not saying all Instagram models are selling, but hey, majority of them, they are selling fake life, and whoever's willing to throw in money their way, I'm definitely sure they're gonna give it up. Some are going to give it up. So yeah, like, there are a lot of things that are happening. So I think such girls on Instagram too, like, they are selling. So you can't be living in Kasi and then portraying as if like you're living in Santin and only post pictures of you like living your life, right? And then when it's time, like, you see, when it's time for you to show up for the kind of life you want, someone who's going to finance that life. So yeah, can't be the case. So if such things happen, and then, man, you just gotta be careful. So yeah, so a lot of Instagram models, most of them are fake. They all start fake. It's the same thing that happened on Twitter. I remember when I was still on Twitter, I think it was last year, when Mihlali posted a picture saying, "This is how I pull up." It was a private jet. It was just sitting there, and then she was pulling her Gucci bag and then saying, "This is how I pull up." And then she took something like a 11-second video. And then this other guy, who's a pilot, a real pilot, by the way, he knows about planes and stuff. So the engines are those things that looks like fans. So the engines were actually covered with a sail or something, I'm not sure. So he told me, Charlie's like, "According to what I know, you didn't pull up with that, you didn't pull up from that private jet. Because what I know tells me that if there's a sail or whatever, a tent covering, I'll just call it a tent covering the engines, then it means that plane has been sitting there for over a week without moving. So now I don't know where you are pulling up from." And the tweet got a lot of reactions. So that's when people saw, oh, so Instagram models, this is how they live. Yes, this is how they live. Okay, I'm not sure about Mihlali, because I think she's now making money. But a lot of other influencers, that's how they live. They are faking it. Fake it until you make it. But at the same time, in the process of faking it, you're gonna have to do really, really bad decisions. Eh? Really, really, really bad decisions. Because it's hard, guys, to be seen. Like, imagine, like, it's hard to be seen in your own natural habitat. Because this girl, okay, I think it's just a profile that, like, I remember I once asked this other girl, she's also an influencer on Instagram. She got like over 200,000 followers. So I asked her to post something for me, and then she was like, "Okay, we're actually helping each other." Since I was big on Twitter, she was big on Instagram. I was like, "Okay, we could actually work something out." So I asked her to post something for me. She's like, "No, it's going to ruin my page." So I couldn't. Like, we couldn't post anything. Yeah, bro. So that's how it happened. So I'm saying they are faking it on Instagram. And at the same time, if a guy with money comes up and pulls up for them, "Okay, I can buy you this," I can, obviously they're going to want to be seen, go shopping and stuff. And that's how they're going to make their own money. That's how they're going to make their own money, by selling it. So they end up being in relationships they don't want to be, just because of money. So yeah, that's what happens. And then whatever Instagram models are doing, dating rich guys whilst they are poor, we'll also call it prostitution. And then I'll just close it like that. So whatever you do, guys, like, just make sure, like, whatever you do, you define it very well. Because prostitution is taking money for sex, and if the money is removed and you no longer want to have sex anymore, then you're a prostitute. Simple. Whether you're a guy or a girl, if the money is removed and you no longer want to have sex anymore, you are a fucking prostitute. Easy. We won't sugarcoat it. That's how it is. So yeah, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in. And if you are listening to this in the morning, I'd just like to say have a great day ahead of you. And if you are listening to it right now in the afternoon, then enjoy the rest of your afternoon and night. And if you are listening to it at night, have a great night. And God bless. Goodbye, 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 goodbye.